61.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. Welcome into another hour of Auto World. And we got a great hour lined up because Stan Major, radio talk show host, automotive journalist extraordinaire, is standing by. And we're going to be talking about a recent test drive of a Mazda product, as well as some cars that Stan has come up with a list here, snazzy cars. We're going to be doing that all throughout the hour of the program. And also in this hour of the program, we are going to be taking your telephone calls at the usual number, 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Left over from a previous hour of the broadcast, the Mustang Boss, which is going to slot between the GT and the Shelby GT500, is coming back for model year 2012. And the question is, going back to the original Boss, when did Ford bring out the original Boss 302 Mustang? There was a Boss 302 and a Boss 429 Mustang. What year was that? 800-259-9231, Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Right now, let's go down to Florida and welcome one of our favorites, the man himself, Stan Major. Stan, how you doing?
As an old and dear friend, am I allowed to publicly congratulate you?
Absolutely.
Well, I think it's absolutely great, and I'm sure that you're looking forward to the next few years, changing diapers, getting baby food, all this wonderful things.
Yes.
That I've gone through in the past many, many years ago, and you're going to love every minute of it. Of course, I will warn you, Bob, this young lady will eventually be a teenager. So you and your wife, look out.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I'm not even thinking about that. Right now, I'm just in need of sleep.
Anyway, let me get to this Mazda CX-7.
Yep.
Now, I searched high and low the Mazda web pages. I searched to Google. You have to inform me here. This is a CX-7i, small I,
mm-hmm.
Sport forward. Now, what does that mean?
Wow.
I could not get an answer on. They have six or seven trims. This is one of the trims. It's a terrific car. It's a terrific vehicle. But you have any, could the I be, have something to do with the technological things like Bluetooth and that stuff that's in there? It's included.
It could. I mean, normally an I like that just generally means you know, fuel injected or some sort of engine
okay.
designation.
Yeah.
But
let's look
into this a little bit further.
It just threw me because usually, you know, you would figure that Mazda would put a explanation for you.
Yeah.
Or you would figure, I read two or three reviews and they didn't mention it, and I thought, wow. Where am I here? Well, anyway, let's get to it because it's a terrific automobile. I didn't realize how good this car was until I decided to go to the big Sawgrass Mills Mall, which is over on the edge of the Everglades.
Okay.
And the closer I got to the mall, Bob, the darker the sky got. And I don't know if you're familiar with weather patterns down here in the Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, but look out, okay? And by the time I got there, it was pouring like you wouldn't believe. I couldn't get out of the vehicle.
Wow.
And so I said, well, I'm in the vehicle. Let me check and see how fine this is inside here. And does the seat go down all the way? Is it comfortable? And, boy, it does. The driver's seat will go down absolutely all the way. It makes you feel like a bed.
That's
now,
good.
You know, a lot of cars don't do this. A lot of big SUVs don't do this. It'll give you about three quarters down, and you
yeah.
can take a nap. But if you want to sleep, really sleep on the road, both seats, both drivers, the driver and the main passenger seat go absolutely all the way down. I mean, I was so delighted about that because you generally don't find that. But I waited in the car for 45 minutes.
I could not get out. Wow.
I never got inside the mall. I never got out of the car. And I looked at the sky back where I had come from, and I thought, well, I better go back there. The sun was shining, and there were no problems. So by the time I got out of the mall parking lot, the streets were all flooded. People were... cars were conking out off the side of the road. And, boy, this CX-7 went through it like there was no rain and no water and no flooding.
That's cool. That's good stuff.
Now, if it does that in the water, I'm sure it can pretty well do the same thing in the snow. Of course, I can't tell about the snow down here in South Florida. But it was just marvelous. So if you're in an area where you have these kind of weather conditions and you want a vehicle that you're guaranteed is going to get you where you want to go and not give you a problem, the Mazda CX-7 would be the one, any of the trims, probably.
Yeah, and there are a number of trims. I was just looking myself on the website.
Yeah, that's another question I had for you, Mr. Expert. Mazda figures they have to have six or seven different versions of one really good car.
Yeah, that's a question for the marketing folks. I mean, that's what, I mean, it's
And is there
true.
High profitability in doing that?
I can't imagine, in all honesty.
I would think you could do better if you had, like, three or four basic trims and that's it, but
you would think. I was interviewing somebody earlier today from BMW, and I was on their website, and, boy, they have, like, a bazillion different incarnations of all of their line. You know, the 3 Series is available in umpteen different variations, the 5 Series, etc. And I guess it's, you know, again, just part of the world here, 2010.
I guess so. They have the basic facilities to make the different trims, and I guess they just go right ahead and figure. They must have some sales figures that show that an iSport gets, better reception than the other 5 or 6 or whatever. I don't know. Anyway, it's a terrific vehicle, and I heartily recommend it. And the good thing about it is that you can get into it for about $22,000. If you want to get one or two of the packages, which you may have to, you could get up to about $25,500. But $25,500, you've got everything, including a Sirius satellite for a year. So it comes very well equipped. It's beautiful. The colors are not fantastic. I had the red. See, I got to get this right because it's one of those names that really knocks you off. Okay, the copper. It's copper red. It's not just red, Bob.
It's copper red.
Copper red, yeah. I guess they could have put metallic in front of it, or they could have put this or that. But they have two other colors which are terrific. Black cherry, which will make you thirsty while you're driving. And I love this one. Not silver, liquid silver.
Liquid silver. That sounds very enticing. Wow.
I told you they were getting so desperate for color names, and some of these other cars that we're going to talk about later, you wouldn't believe some of the names. I don't believe they have a gold in the CX-7, and that's probably because of the price of gold right now. You couldn't afford it.
We should have put all of our money into gold.
Remember all those gold dealers who used to buy time on our shows?
Absolutely. And
we should have listened to them.
We should have listened to them. Ted Anderson, who owns this network, is one of those guys. We should have listened to him. This is Auto World.
Don't be confused. The way is clear. can afford to save some money. Let me tell you about a simple device called the Tornado that helps your vehicle go further on a tank of gas. It works by creating a swirling effect in your engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of fuel and air, giving you more power and more mileage. You can't go wrong. Tornado is easy to install and comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado device today.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're live all across North America. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. We have a number of new affiliates joining us, including WDAY, and I know we picked up many others, including KNUI, AM 900 in Maui, Hawaii, and many others to come. I believe we picked up four just last week. Many of you guys are hearing us on tape delay. So Sam Major is one of our regular contributors here on the broadcast, and you can reach me via the email anytime, Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AttawaRadio.com. And if you want to say hello to Stan, you may recognize Stan from all of his radio years. Stan, if you'd like to give out an email address, feel
very
free.
Simple. My name at AOL.com.
And Stan's been reviewing the Mazda CX-7.
Yeah, I have a couple of more points, but I'd like to say aloha. What is that word?
Aloha.
Aloha. Hello, goodbye. The Mazda's CX-7, all of them. I mean, what I'm talking of, I've had two now, okay, two of the trims.
Yep.
So I'm talking about all of them when we talk about it. Very comfortable ride, not bouncy like some SUVs. And the high speed is great. I went around a truck on the expressway out here, and I never even knew it. I heard nothing. And then I slowed down. I let the truck go around me. I still didn't hear anything.
Wow.
I mean, the Mazda technicians have pretty well perfected this vehicle. I don't think I've ever said that about a car or whatever that we've talked about. They have fine-tuned everything. I've had Mazda SUVs before, and I haven't been that impressed. But boy, with this one, they've got it down pat. I could find nothing negative to say about this vehicle. I looked around real hard, and it gets 28 on the highway, 20 in the city, which is not bad for, you know, big SUV. It's not a huge SUV. I guess you'd call it a mid-size SUV. But the air is good. The vehicle cools down fairly fast in the Florida heat. It's a comfortable ride, not bouncy. Lots of storage spaces. And at night, the dash is very presentable. And soothing. I guess the interior is something nice to be with. And you can't say that about a lot of nighttime interiors. Does
That's
that make
true.
Any sense?
It does. Yeah, some nighttime interiors are quite funky, but this is a good one.
But I like to, as you can tell, I like the vehicle, and when you get in and you turn the key, little computer screen says hello, and then when you take the key out, when you turn the key off, guess what it says? Goodbye.
Yep, very cool. Modern electronics, I'll tell you, there's nothing like them. When everything's working right, there's nothing like
them. And if you live in Hawaii, it says aloha.
Very good. Excellent. So you've been out kind of checking out some snazzy vehicles.
You know, it's a funny thing, Bob. I was out a couple of weeks ago, and I was in a huge parking lot somewhere, and I noticed, I noticed cars. I look at cars all the time.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm interested in. And I noticed a couple of cars, and I made got a little handheld recorder thing that I keep in the car, which I make notes with, and then I transcribe them when I get to my computer. And I noticed that after a couple of days of doing this, I had about 10 or 15 transcriptions that I had to type up on my Apple computer. All about cars that I had visually sighted, and I hadn't even been to a dealer yet.
Wow.
You know, this is just stuff around the parking lot, and not all of them were 2010 or whatever cars. Some of them were 2 or 3 years old, and that was okay because if the car was impressive to me, if it was attractive to me, if it stopped me, and I looked at it, I made a note of it. And the very first car that I saw was a 2008 Mercedes-Benz 300 sedan.
Mm-hmm.
And I stopped and I admired that vehicle, and the owner came out to get in the car as I was eyeballing it. So I got a little information about it. She bought it new in 2008 and loves it dearly, and I can understand why. Very attractive brown, dark brown color. And I thought, well, maybe I'll do this, tell Bob about this and maybe get a list together. And I've been checking and looking, and I've been trying to look at the car manufacturers' websites, and that is kind of difficult. I've got to eyeball these things in person, I think, because it's kind of, you either don't get enough or maybe you get too much. You understand what I'm talking about? I don't want to put a car on this list that doesn't deserve to be on this list.
Yeah.
There's some pretty good automobiles on this list.
Yeah, definitely. And sometimes, in all honesty, when you see vehicles on the computer screen, you know, they don't translate quite as well in person. You kind of see them in person. And that's the same true at auto shows. You find some vehicles are on display at auto shows. They look great, and then another time they don't look so hot. But
see them out on the street, they're almost a different thing.
Yeah, different perspective. There have been many cars that I didn't think were that great looking on the show stand, but then later on when they're out on the street, they have a different presence.
And to be perfectly honest with you, I don't have the greatest computer facility here. I'm using an iMac,
mm-hmm.
and it is an older iMac, and I do have a little trouble with some of these manufacturers' websites, so I can't really rely on that.
Yeah.
Where I don't have a problem is I can go to Google, and anybody can do this, by the way. You go to Google and click on image up at the top, and then you type in the car that you want to see pictures of, and whew, instantly, I mean, before you can take a breath, you got pages and pages of these cars, pictures, and you click on the picture and you get a full, it goes full computer.
Yep.
So Google is great with regard to that, and full identification on what particular, you know, model and what year it is. So I've been checking more probably through Google than I have through, just going to the individual websites. And also something the manufacturers are doing, Bob, I don't know if you're aware, and maybe you ought to make the folks at Motor Trend aware about this, I have found if you stay on a particular manufacturer's website for a period of time,
yeah,
you've got to put a dealer's name in and give them information. And I'm not happy about that.
No, that's not fair. More would stand straight ahead. Snazzy Cars, you want to nominate one? 800-259-9231.
Seems I always end up driving by.
When your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity
capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
10 years.
Genesis.
A decade of talk.
Genesis.
Great Talk Radio is here on the Genesis Communications Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
So no one has got the trivia question right. 1966 is wrong. 1967 is wrong. 1971 is wrong. 1973 is wrong. 1975 is wrong. The Mustang Boss, the Boss 302, back for 2012. When did it first come on the scene? 800-259-9231. Whoever calls in with the correct answer gets a opportunity to win a cool prize from Warren Tracy in the Busted Knuckle Garage. We've got Stan Major with us telling us all about the Mazda CX-7, as well as coming up with a list of snazzy cars. And Stan began with a 2008 Mercedes-Benz 300. Was that a C300, Stan? Was it an E300? Do you know at the top?
E300.
Okay.
As far as I know.
Good choice, yeah.
And let me give my definition of snazzy.
Good idea.
Cars with a distinctive, attractive exterior design. Now, we're talking exteriors here. A vehicle that not only attracts your attention, but attracts your attention in a very positive way. That would not include the Nissan Duke.
the Nissan Juke or Puke.
Juke.
Yes. Soon to be nicknamed the Puke, yes. They think it's going to attract young males. I think it's in for a quick nose job. It won't be out for long. I guess it's a fun car to drive. That's what I hear. But that front end definitely is in need of plastic surgery.
I just wondered what the guys were smoking when they came up with that one.
Yeah, I know. Somebody was saying, let's do something really crazy. And somebody signed off on it. That's the thing I can't believe.
Let's make it so bad that they have to talk about it.
Is it the new Pontiac Aztec? That's the question. I don't know.
Oh, man. Speaking of Pontiac, I put the Vibe in here. I'm sure you were surprised about that.
Yeah, what makes the Vibe snazzy?
It's primarily the... Looking at it from the side or the rear, it's a snazzy looking design. Mm-hmm. I know it ain't going to be around very long. Probably be a collector's item.
Yeah.
But it's you know, that's just the way it is. Some of these cars I spotted. I actually first spotted them. They drew my attention. As I went by in a parking lot, and I was looking at them from behind, looking at the rear, and then I didn't get to see the front. The Venza is another one.
Yep.
It's very, very attractive. If you look at it from the back or from each side in the back, very, very attractive car. It's okay in the front, but it really catches your attention if you look at it in a particular way. I think also, you know, there are cars like that.
They're definitely, and the Venza is one of those that the front, I think, needs some work, but yeah, that side and rear treatment, I mean, it almost has a little bit of a Porsche Cayenne look to it. It looks more expensive than it is, and it's a surpriser. They've sold pretty well, as far as I know.
The thing about it is, if you are going to look at a car, and you look at it straight on, if you're looking at it straight on, it's a possibility, the percentage chance that it's not going to knock you off on your feet is pretty big. But if you look at the car from an angle, you can really, really get into it. For instance, the Honda Accord, I think, is a car that you look at it, from each side, look at it from the back, look at it from the front, and it is very impressive. The thing about BMWs, I love to say this about the BMW, if you took all of the identifying stuff off of every BMW, you'd still know it's a BMW.
Yep.
Now, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, they call that design language, and that's something that all manufacturers are really trying to instill in all of their lines. So that's
the only one that I can think that might compete with that would be the Nissan Altima. When you see a Nissan Altima, it's an Altima, man.
Yep.
And there's a lot of cars that try to look like an Altima that other manufacturers make, but the Altima is the Altima, and you know it's an Altima.
BMW has done a good job of keeping their heritage in place. I mean, they went through a number of years where they did some kind of funky styling. Chris Bangle was their head of design, and he did some unusual things, and he's now moved on to other things, and they're kind of getting back to their roots, and certainly you can't argue with the driving dynamics of the BMW.
You can't argue with the success, and you can't argue with the 528i, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, no, that's a very nice vehicle indeed.
Thing might surprise a lot of people when I mention the 2010-2011 Ford Fusion.
Yeah, I mean, revised for 2010-2011. You can get it in so many different guises. The Motor Trend Car of the Year for last year, and you can get it in the hybrid, you can get it in the base, you can get it in the sport, which is, you know, the all-wheel drive one with the bigger wheels. And, yeah, they've done a good job with that vehicle, and it sold very well.
Now, the Mazda 3 hatchback, the first caught my attention in a movie. It was a Meg Ryan movie. Kristen Stewart, a lot of the younger people would recognize Kristen from the vampire things.
And
she was wheeling around in the silver Mazda 3 hatchback.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go on IMDb or BD, whatever that is, about all the movies,
movie
and
database,
you go to the discussion board on In the Land of Women, you'll see a lot of discussion about the car.
Wow.
Yeah, and this is the greatest thing that Mazda could have.
Yep, product placement.
I mean, you can't beat this. She's wheeling around in this really snazzy Mazda 3 hatchback, and There are some great scenes of it, and in even the interior. And that's why it made the list. It's a 2009 that was featured in the movie.
Yeah.
Because the movie was made in 2008, so I'm just guessing that they got the newest Mazda that they could. And it's one of the things that made me think about doing this list. And by the way, we're going to, did you mention The Long Ride?
Yeah, on the Long Drive site, we're
Long Drive, yeah, I'm sorry, Long Drive. I'm thinking about putting this list on the Long Drive, and
yeah.
I don't know, what, pardon me?
And that would be great, and also we got to get your CX-7 review up there, too.
Oh, yeah, no problem in that, but I'm wondering what we do about pictures. Should we just put a, maybe, well, we'll talk about this later, try to figure it out.
Yeah, we can definitely snag some
pictures.
Let
me run through a couple more here. Before we run out of time, the Impreza WRX.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you gotta add that car. That is a sensational car, and the Lancer Sport, especially the graphite gray, and then they have another one, Rotor Glow.
Wow, glowing!
I told you they were running out of names.
Rotors, very good.
Rotor Glow, and surprisingly, it's a really good looking color on the Lancer Sport. So you check that out.
Yeah.
Let's see. What other ones did I hit on color? Oh, the Mercedes Benz. Here we go. The Maxima, the 2011 Maxima, has three terrific colors. Ocean gray. And if you look at the ocean and it's gray, it's not very pretty, but boy, it's pretty on this car.
Yeah.
Okay. Mystic jade. Now that's one that'll grab you. And slate crimson.
Wow. Very
which
good.
Which is like a deep red slate, deep red maroon.
Wow.
That's the Maxima, and they all look great.
When we come back, I have a few more comments on the Maxima. We'll talk some more Mercedes, some Volkswagen stuff, Acura, Lexus, Camaro, lots more. Snazzy cars with the one and only Stan Major. I'm Bob Long.
It's one of the hottest muscle cars out there, and it's back for 2010. The new Camaro. Chevrolet's Ed Pieper tells us more.
One of the things that's really important is we didn't position this vehicle as a pony car. We positioned it as a 21st century sports car that can get 304 horsepower and 29 miles per gallon on the highway with the V6 engine. I think we've got what people want, and they're certainly voting for it with their pocketbooks. We've had a lot of traditional folks buying the vehicle, but we are seeing more orders every week from more diverse folks. Folks who want a little more pizzazz and a coupe, I think that's really important. Plus, we've had all of the focus on Chevrolet with the new Transformers movie, and that's really helped kind of build this brand and its legacy a little bit further.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Thank you.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
There's a wide range of stuff on here.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Stan Major. He's telling us all about snazzy cars, a list he put together. And again, we still don't have an answer to the trivia question. It's like lots of folks are checking out football this time of the night. But you can email us anytime, bob@boblogradio.com, stanmajor@aol.com, and comment on any of the things that you're hearing here today about snazzy cars. And Stan just mentioned the 2011 Maxima, available in some cool colors. And this is a car that's grown on me, Stan. When I first saw it, I didn't like it, but it's definitely got some interesting curvy lines to it, and it's actually a significant departure from what we've seen from the Maxima in the past, so I would agree with that one, definitely.
Yeah, I was happy that they did that. I forgot to tell you that the car that made me aware of how I can be impressed by an exterior is no longer manufactured. Can you remember which one that is?
Wow. No longer manufactured, so it's from one of the now out-of-business brands.
The Chrysler Pacifica.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that was one of your favorite cars.
I love that car, and I still get chills when I see them at the stop sign.
Years ago, the Oldsmobile Bravada.
Chrysler really ticks me off because you know what they did? They've retained the Pacifica thing for Google search, and what it does, it says Chrysler Pacifica, and it's official Chrysler website, and then when you click on that, you don't get the Pacifica. You get their current stuff, the Sebring and all that stuff, so it's kind of misleading.
But, it's too bad. I know a number of people who own them and been very happy, and a great alternative to a traditional minivan or SUV, kind of a crossover type vehicle. Excellent. I noticed
that's what the Mazda CX-7 was. It really impressed me because it's more of a limo. It's more of a sedan. mm-hmm. a car than anything else. But let me mention the final two. This is not a complete list, folks. We're just starting on
this. Getting warmed up here.
Yeah, getting warmed up. I want to go out to dealers, and I want to walk around and get kicked off the lot, you know, which I will, you know, if you're not a buyer. They're not interested in talking to you. I'm going to mention Bob's name a lot.
And don't forget, you're the Southeast editor for the Long Drive, too.
Yeah, all right. By the way, on the Honda Accord, the four-door, not the coupe.
Yeah, the coupe's a little funny looking from certain angles.
And you mentioned VW. The CC sedans are absolutely terrific.
They really are. Yeah, that's...
The Acura TL is a phenomenal-looking car.
Could use a little bit of an adjustment on the front, which it's going to get in the not-too-distant future, but when it comes to electronics and lots of cool stuff there, it's got lots of things going. For you ever tried out that ELS sound system in that with the DVD audio, you will love it.
The Lexus GS
mm-hmm.
and the Camaro.
The Camaro, of course.
I really looked at the Camaro on their website for a long time. And I decided Bob will be happy about that because he likes those kind of things.
I am an arrested adolescent. You're absolutely right. I love the Camaro. I love the Mustang. I love the Challenger SRT8. I love the Corvette. And Stan, I'm faced with, in addition, of course, I'm lucky to get the press cars, but in my my personal fleet of vehicles here, I still have my old Corvette and then the other car my wife and I have is a very stylish vehicle from Audi. It's the Audi TT, but this is not a baby car. It's impossible to get. So the Volkswagen CC is on my shopping list, personal car, to replace that Audi TT we have. I think it's a great-looking car. It's kind of a mini Mercedes CLS. And
you mean you don't want to drag your new baby around in a Rallert?
Well, it's truth be known, I've never owned a four-door vehicle myself. I've always owned two-door vehicles. So this is like, this is a big move for me, getting into a four-door vehicle.
I understand. But you've got a big choice also.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff out there. Unfortunately, a lot of the stuff that I like, I can't even touch.
Well, that's true. There are some. I tried to find Audi. I was, off their website. Mm-hmm. I got to go out to the Audi dealer and get out of the car and go out, walk around with my little handheld thing and make some notes and see what they've got. I'm sure Audi must have something that fits into my category there.
Yeah, my favorite Audis, I'll just tell you, when you're there, check out the two-door, the A5 is just a very good-looking vehicle. And
A5 is the only one that I had a problem with their website. And I got off of it because I got perturbed by it.
Yeah,
and
they're too graphically
intense.
I'm going
to go out. I know where the dealer is. It's not that far away. I'm going to go out there, and they have a massive number of cars out there.
And you got to check out if they're not all Audi dealers have them, but when price is no object, if you're an athlete or an entertainer, the supercar from Audi, the R8, is just a beautiful car.
Guess what I saw the other day?
What?
I saw a, what the heck was it? I had a note on it for you. Now I can't find it. Now I opened my big mouth.
That's okay.
Something cool? Next time, I'll think of it. It was very unusual. And, a Bentley convertible.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Out here in fashionable Parkland, driving along the road, the guy had the top down, and boy.
Yeah, the Bentley GTC convertible, and they have a very special limited edition model of that vehicle for 2011. They're only making 80 of them. It's called the Continental GTC Speed 8011. And that one's pushing $300,000, and it is
Well, he wasn't
beautiful.
Shopping at Walmart.
Ironically, I've seen some really expensive cars at Walmart. I've seen Mercedes S-Classes and all kinds of things. And it just goes to show you, you know, some people, they're going to put their money into cars and save on other stuff.
Anyway, this is not a complete list, folks. We're just starting this, and I don't know how far it's going to go or how long it's going to go. I don't know when we'll have it up on the website, but I'm sure Bob will let you know.
Yeah, definitely. And shoot me your CX-7. We'll get that one up there ASAP in the next couple of days. And
I do believe I'm scheduled for a couple of more press cars in the next few weeks, which is good because I've been kind of slow coming down here. And have you been getting any?
Yeah, I've been fortunate up here in New England that since I've been getting them for a long time that I'm very fortunate that the gentleman who doles them out is very good to me. But, you know, different times of the year, you know, it can slow down, and I know that there are a lot of folks who don't get them every week, and I know that in the New York region, which you would think would be New York, which would also encompass a number of other states, including New Jersey and Pennsylvania, there's no journalist there that's getting a car every week, and they're lucky to get
them. That really, you know, that does amaze me on the one hand, but if you stop to think about the congestion up there, I can understand that also. It's the logistics of getting these vehicles in and out, et cetera.
Exactly. Yeah.
And you know, it's a tough situation. I know that there was a fellow who was handling cars down here who was offered to transfer to either New York or L.A.'s office. He said, I'm going to L.A. I don't want anything to do with New York City.
Yeah, I can understand. I used to love going to New York, but in the last three or four times that I've been there, it isn't the New York it was even 10 years ago. I mean, some people love it. God love them, but it isn't for me. I have a good friend who lives in Miami, and he's always singing the praises of Miami. He's a musician, actually. He's a saxophone player in Bob Seger's band, and he's lived down there since the late 1970s. But, of course, he's got a lot of money, and I'm sure he's living the high life there. But he's always singing the praises of Miami to me. But
We even have Matt Damon. You know.
That's true. Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Stan, we'll get you back on with us real soon. In the meantime, check out thelongdrive.com where you'll see reviews from Stan and a snazzy list coming up soon. Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again down the road here.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for joining me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.